So let's get to our first clip here, talking about President Trump signing the COVID-19 response, financial response, to try and get some of the federal response moving. Here we have this clip ready for you.
2.5, and I got 8.3, and I'll take it.
And so at this point, he's signing it, the actual legislation, which you can hear his pen.
Okay. So here we are, 8.3 billion. We're doing very well, but it's an unforeseen problem. What a problem. Came out of nowhere, but we're taking care of it. So we're signing the...
So in some ways he's correct, in some ways he's trying to be a politician, which, by the way, showing up in a polo and your Air Force One, like, rain jacket to a signing, it's pretty Trumpish. Because China was not playing ball with us, at the beginning, it was an unforeseen problem, right? Everything was, until it hit Italy, I don't think anybody really took it seriously. Everybody was like, it seems like it's a regional problem. It seems like a really bad case of the flu that's spreading around. Then some Pakistani migrant who got COVID-19, and then the doctors told him, hey, you need to self-quarantine. And he's like, no, I'm not going to self-quarantine. I'm going to continue delivering pizzas. And then he did that, and pretty much all of North Italy exploded because of that one dude, which is coming from Summit News. So that's the Paul Joseph Watson site. Anyway, now it's hit the United States, and we have the mayor of Seattle, who was on Meet the Press on Sunday, talking to Chuck Todd about the beginning of self-quarantine.
Now, Mayor Durkin, I've got friends in Seattle. You know, this isn't a ghost town. People are going about their lives. What do you make of the decisions by Amazon and Facebook in particular?
We've been in really close communication with all of our large and small employers, and the city of Seattle has over 15,000 employees. So we've learned from our public health officials that one of the ways we can still contain is to have some social distancing so that people can work from home. That will help slow the spread of the virus. I think the World Health Organization has learned that from both China and Italy. So we think it is a good practice, but there's a number of workers, obviously, who can't work from home. If you talk about your minimum wage workers or gig economy workers, and so we have to take steps to protect those people and our small businesses that may not have those capabilities. So we've been in close communication with the large companies. I think they're taking appropriate steps. We're taking similar steps with our workers in the city of Seattle. And as we get more information from public health officials, we will dial that up or down depending on what they advise.
Okay, so you heard social distancing. And you're going to hear this a lot more. Rick, can you tell me? I know you're not good with the words, but what is social distancing? Can you at least Wikipedia that? And I tell you, with the World Wide Web, yes, I can. So social distancing is a term that is applied to certain non-pharmaceutical infection controls. They're called NPIs, non-pharmaceutical infection controls. It's taken by public health officials. It's to stop or slow down the spread of an infection like this. So especially now that India is shutting down, even though they had to revise, they're essentially shutting down and hoarding as much pharmaceutical drugs as they can. Expect social distancing, which is a very medieval concept, to become the primary action, especially since there's no immunity and there's no vaccine. As clusters continue to expand in your state or city, like I am in Houston, they're expanding here. Three more people were diagnosed. As they continue to expand, the calls for social distancing, which is self-quarantine, will continue to expand. So don't be afraid of the virus. As Father Mark Goring says, don't worry. Make sure you're in a state of grace and use the opportunity to pray. But also understand that the only way they can combat this is social distancing, self-quarantine. That's what you need to be ready for. I'll talk about that more at the bottom of the second hour. All right, what the AP thinks you should know here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing.